Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's time now for the good, the bad, and the dumb for your midweek version of the good, the bad, and the dumb. And it is brought to you by Verizon. Right now, you deserve the network that more people rely on. That's why Verizon is introducing Welcome Unlimited for just $30 a line per month for four lines with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Our best priced unlimited plan ever, for real, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required. Unlimited 5G nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic, talk, text, data usage only. Data roaming at 2G speeds. All right, let's get the good of the day.
The good of the day. I mean, Verizon is good.
Verizon is great.
I mean, that's awesome. But the real good of the day, Tony, is that everyone nowadays needs a little side hustle.
Sure.
Yeah, if you're presented with the opportunity to make a little extra money, no matter who you are, you're going to take it, right?
Yeah.
Well, Zach Wilson has been offered one in the wake of the news of him hooking up with his mom's best friend.
Still can't get enough of this story, man.
Yeah, adult company Cam Soda has thrown out an offer to him of $69,000 for him to be a recruiter for them.
Recruiter. Now, does that mean you're recruiting
so basically
women? What
they're asking, because Cam Soda, I mean, you know, they specialize in a certain type of video.
They do. Okay.
And, you know, and what they are asking him to do is go out and peruse the Instagram, if you will, find some hot moms out there and ask them to become a part of the Cam Soda empire.
Wow. How bold of Cam Soda.
Yeah. Now, they've done crazy things like this before, but, this is, I mean, they're not taking away from his time as an NFL quarterback.
No, because he's getting Instagram requests probably on a daily basis.
Right now, yeah.
Just pouring in.
He probably has too much to sift through.
I know. He's like, oh, gosh, let me just take an hour to sift through the Instagram models that want to meet me.
I mean, think about it. He's probably, you get fan mail. And then you have people, you know, who go through your fan mail. And that's pretty much what's happening with him right now.
Right, right.
That he's getting fan mail of a different variety.
Yeah, he totally is.
So
good,
I guess
looking young man, quarterback of the Jets.
We're
got
saying,
the reputation now.
Are we in agreement that Zach needs to take them up on this offer?
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's fantastic. It's so unreal.
It's two things, like, I don't know, like, if you were Zach Wilson, let's say you just go, all right, I can either do two things with this. I can be like, oh, that's not true. Or you just sort of go, I'm not going to tell you if it's true or not, but I'll embrace the Playboy, Joe Namath, Jets quarterback,
yeah,
bachelor.
The notoriety.
Notoriety, right? Like, I'll embrace it and I'll capitalize, because that's what Joe Namath did. I mean, Joe Namath was a sex symbol. He was, you know, I mean, he had a bevy of women, but he used it. He would do commercials, and it was always about his sex appeal, right? Like, he realized, I can make a lot of money off this. Like, Madison Avenue, I can make a lot of money on this, playing the you know, I play on Sundays, but I play every night of the week,
what's
too. Like, that kind of thing. And maybe Zach Wilson can do that.
Other than, you know, him doing the number one finger running out off the field,
yeah,
the Super Bowl. What's the more iconic image of Joe Namath? And that's, for me, it's him in a fur coat.
Fur coat, yeah.
Just,
or
he
was
sidelines
in pantyhose an ad one time.
I tend to ignore that one.
Yeah, but he could do it,
yes,
because nobody saw that and went, "Ugh, really, Joe?" Like, everyone went, "Of course, Joe Namath can do whatever he wants." This guy is the ultimate athlete playboy. This is the ultimate ladies' man of our time. Maybe Zach Wilson can do that too. Maybe Zach Wilson could parlay that image into something Madison Avenue will eat up, you know?
I mean, they got to.
Right.
He's got to take some sort of advantage of this.
So,
but yeah.
I would.
Yeah. I don't know if it's
Cam
Soda.
I don't know about Cam Soda. I mean, I would stay away from. I'm sure Roger Goodell's like, don't you even think about
don't
it.
Don't you? Yeah.
Don't even. We're not touching that. With
we'll pay you $69,000 not to do it.
Not to do it. So stay away from that, young man. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, Tony. Yeah, everyone enjoys heated seats.
Yeah.
Know, cruise control. Just some of the luxuries. I mean, they're not really even luxuries. There's almost things that you shop for in a car
sort of
now.
Standard,
You almost expect them in a car now as much as, you know, it used to be, remember, you used to have to decide whether or not you wanted automatic windows or the crank windows.
Right.
I don't even think you can get a car with crank windows now. So,
nope.
I mean, that's where I see heated seats and cruise control. Well, BMW sees it as a money-making opportunity, basically, because on some of their newer cars, since it's all controlled by computers, in order for you to have these luxuries, you're going to have to pay them through a subscription.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
now awful. It hasn't hit the United States yet. It's hit several countries in
Europe.
Don't
do it.
But the heated seat subscription in particular costs $18 per month or $180 per year.
You know, that's terrible. I am really, that is terrible.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like we're doing that. I was asking a friend of mine about this the other day. I was looking for a program that could do something for me. And I said, I can't find a program to buy. I find subscriptions to a program I need.
Yep.
A monthly fee that I have to pay, but I can't just buy the program. Like I need a conversion. I need to convert a file to something else and it has to go through a process. And I'm like, I can't find somebody going, hey, $50. Here's the conversion program. It's yours. No, it's $22.99 a month.
Yeah.
And I go, I only need it a couple of times, but I may need it down the road. Like right now I need it a bunch of times, but I don't know if 3 months I'll need it. Or 4 months I'll need it. So do I keep the subscription? Do I resubscribe when I need it again? Like how do I do this? Like, it's just, why can't I just buy it? If that's what we're going to do with everything, like, I can't live
well,
in
this one
can't
is
live
just
in that
dumb.
World.
I mean,
that's dumb. You know, why would you subscribe? Like,
heated
like,
seats, I mean, basically what they're saying, I mean, the options are already there. But
yeah.
In order for you to enable the software, you got to pay them a monthly fee.
No.
Or you can pay them a one-time unlimited fee of $415. Isn't that normally included in the price of
a
car?
Exactly. Put it in the price of the car.
And just
blend it all together.
Yeah, I'm certain that everyone has it. But I don't know. It's just another way of BMW going, oh, well, we charge too much for our cars anyways. What's another way to make more money?
By the way, I've seen these ads for like Mercedes and I think BMW too. Like these modern cars look like rocket ships, don't they? They look like something on like the Star Trek Enterprise. They showed the electric Mercedes and it was like huge screen, like a touch screen that you're just dabbling. You're like pushing buttons like Aurora on the Enterprise. I mean, it was amazing. Did I just say
Aurora?
That's
one thing I've noticed
name?
About Teslas too. Is Tesla has a huge screen. I mean, everything. I mean, they don't even have the normal dashboard.
Yeah.
Where it has all the,
and that's
you
why
know, all
when
the dials
car,
and.
That's why when your car doesn't start, skip at the old mechanic shop. Can't just go, ah, yeah, it just needs a wickle porch.
Yeah.
And now it's like, no, we have to send this to IBM specialist.
Or do they go, you bring it to the mechanic, do they sit there and go, well, sir, did you renew your subscription?
Yeah, that's right.
Was it on an old card and that's why it's not working?
Oh, I'm sorry. The credit card I used for the activation of the car fee didn't go through to this month.
Yeah.
So I guess my key no longer works.
That expired. So now you got to run through the hassle of calling the car company, going through the... It's just dumb.
You know, it's save this clip because in 50 years, our kids are going to look back and go, man, our dads thought that this was the dumbest idea, and it's the only way to buy a car now. It's the only way to buy a car. You and I are like the horse and buggy people of the modern car subscription. Like, I don't need that rolling steam machine. I got good old Betsy. Betsy gets me to where I need to go. I don't need no crank up, no engine. No. Same what's going to happen 50 years from now. They're going to think, those two old geezers, Stadler and Waldorf, didn't think you have a subscription for a car. Silly them.
Yeah, made it the cheapest way to buy a car.
Right, exactly.
It's like, come on, I live in a desert. What do I need heated seats for?
It's totally true. Totally true. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
See, that was my dumb of the day, but then I switched it to the bad because when I saw this, I couldn't think of anything dumber.
All right.
So during a teaser for an upcoming episode of The Shop.
Yeah, LeBron James's show.
LeBron James's show. He poses the question of whether or not Brittany Griner should even want to come back to America.
Yeah, I know. I
yeah, because, you know, I mean, you know, I.
LeBron James is smart enough to know this, that's Russia. Not going to go down.
Well,
right?
I think what his intentions were, and he failed miserably at it, was, you know, get out of Russia, but then, hey, why don't you just go to Canada?
Yeah.
They probably would care more about you in Canada than they would in the U.S.
I don't think this. I've said this enough times to make my head explode. I don't think people realize how complicated this is. You just don't go get them.
Right.
That's not, like, I don't understand this.
Now, do you think he was saying this also as a way to, you know, side with the Brittany Griner people who are constantly complaining? Well, if it was LeBron James, he would already be out.
But.
Again, no, he wouldn't.
No, he wouldn't. That's a great point. Like, again, maybe, but at the same time, maybe not.
Right.
Like, you don't know.
I would say no. Yeah, right. With current relations we have.
We do not have a warm, inviting relationship with Russia right now. If they had LeBron James, you think they'd just give him up for nothing? Like, they'd want stuff. You think Brittany Griner may bring out the angel of death, right? The arms dealer?
Yeah.
Like, that might be, that's on the table. Like, if they had LeBron James, it would be every Russian terrorist around the world would be what they'd want for.
Plus, a positive plot point to Space Jam 3, because we know he's going to make it.
Exactly. And 15 get-out-of-jail-free cards for every espionage capture they make in this country.
Right.
Like, that's, like, it's not easy. Like, I just don't.
We'll give you LeBron James. Listen, you detain these spies for a minimum or maximum of 15 minutes. And then you let them go.
I try. I don't always succeed at this. I'm willing to admit, but like earlier on the show, I talked about those stars that NASA picture, and I'm like, I'm willing to say, I don't know much about astronomy. I don't know much about space.
Yeah.
I don't know much about this stuff. It's mind-boggling to me. It may not be mind-boggling to some of you out there. Maybe some of you get it, the magnitude of it. But I'm willing to admit, I don't know much. I do not understand people who aren't looking at this through the lens of, you know, I really do not know much about the way the geopolitics works. I really am not understanding exactly what it takes to release a prisoner, an American citizen on foreign soil who has been arrested for a crime, even if that crime is minor in my eyes, right? We couldn't get that kid home in the 90s who was in Singapore, right? It was captured for the caning. Right. We couldn't get him home. Like, there were protests, screaming, hollering. Bill Clinton called up. They couldn't get him. We had a better relationship with that country than we do with Russia, but we couldn't get him home. He got his canings reduced, but he still got caned.
Yep.
For the crime that he committed over there. We didn't go get him. Like, this is not, LeBron James is not thinking, he needs to. Again, he's been surrounded by people who have treated him like a god his entire life, but he needs somebody to say, you don't know this. I would look into this before you get on a podcast and start being critical of the U.S. efforts to get Griner out, because it is quite possible they're doing everything they possibly can, but we hold zero cards in this. Zero. Other than prisoner exchanges that we may not be able to do. Brittany Griner coming home in exchange for a terrorist is not going to be what's happening here.
No.
It's not what's going to be happening here. She has to come home through diplomatic efforts that take time. Does LeBron James understand that Russia knew exactly who was being arrested here? They knew who she was. That wasn't just, oh my God, you're a W. They know who she is. And everyone's acting as if all Biden has to do is pick up the phone and it's done. And he's just lazy. And everybody else is just, they don't want her here because she's a female basketball player and we don't care about them. That's not how this works. It's so frustrating. It's so frustrating because it's not what's happening here. It is a complicated, very complicated situation. And I'll be honest with you. Again, we're talking about cannabis oil. I understand. So it's not exactly an apples to apples comparison. But imagine if somebody had come over here, right? And they were on a trip to Miami and they got drunk and they got behind the wheel of a rental car and they wiped out a family of four. Again, I know it's not apples to apples. Bear with me here. Would you want that government to just go, yeah, can you just release Henry and Michelle and we'll take care of it? Yeah. And we just go, yeah, sure, take them. I get it. I know it's cannabis oil. So again, I'm using more of an extreme example, but that's why these aren't simple phone calls. Cause like, no, she committed a crime here. Sorry.
And you're using our rules for them.
Right. Exactly.
Like we might deport someone because, you know, if they created a heinous crime. We might say, well, just get out of our country, man.
Right. Exactly.
We don't want you here and you're never allowed to return.
So
do you know that Russia does that for a fact? That they're like, hey, get out of our country. We don't want you to return. Well, we don't know that.
We don't know. So I agree. I'm glad you put this in the dumb. Because
one more thing, too. I gotta say this. Brittany Griner being released is probably item number 20.
Right.
On the president's itinerary.
They're trying to stop them from continuing to invade this country.
I mean, there's
Ukraine.
So many other things. Right. He probably even bumped up. Hey, let's really confirm alien life now that we have the Webb telescope.
Exactly.
He probably bumped that up. It's like, this is more fascinating.
All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Again, brought to you by Verizon. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.